verse 24. Amen. Send him down. His appeal to Father Abraham, he says, have mercy and send Lazarus. Amen. Look, here's what's evident. The rich man is in anguish and he's in a fire that's unquenchable and unending. And again, it's ironic that one who had not shown any compassion while living is now wanting compassion from the very one he had ignored when he had a chance. Here's the fact. This rich man had no right to call Abraham father because he had not done the works of Abraham. It was useless for him to claim that relationship because the Jews of Jesus' day was convinced that they merited eternal life simply because they were descendants of Abraham, right? But Jesus flipped the script on them. Jesus had proclaimed that their real father was not Abraham because they didn't do the works of Abraham. Rather, their father was the devil, the father of lies, because they did his works instead of Abraham. And Abraham informs him that while you were living, you had your chance to do right. You had your chance to relieve Lazarus's pain, but you chose not to do so. So how does it feel when the shoe is on the other foot? We have a cousin, Sister Penn has a cousin from St. Louis who wrote a movie, is trying to get it syndicated now, about the other side of the cotton patch or something like that, when black folks is slave owners and the privilege are the slaves. What happens when there's a great reversal? Amen. Folk don't know how to handle that kind of stuff. Imagine the fear in the hearts of the entitled minority if they now had us sitting in the big house and they were out in the field. Verse 27, let me stay on track. Let me stay on track. And he said, then I beg your father to send him to my father's house, for I got five brothers, so that they may be one, lest they also come to this place of torment. You can read the rest of the verses, but it says like this. The reality is, your brothers have Moses and the prophets. And if they haven't listened to them, then it really won't matter if somebody comes from the dead. They heard the truth and they've rejected it. They were hearing and not hearing, seeing and not seeing. They are without an excuse. And we all have the same opportunity of salvation, but not all will choose salvation in Christ. But guess what? He's still the only way. Amen. Salvation has been made available to everybody, but not everybody will choose Jesus. Amen. In verse 31, the hand grenade finally explodes. And here's the big picture. He said, if they don't listen to Moses, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. It's an indictment against Israel, specifically their religious leaders, because they should have listened to Moses. They should have listened to the prophets.